Patrons.
Yo.
Yo, what's on?
Did you sound check this first?
Nope.
Cool.
Hope for the best.
Well,
sorry if you can't hear me, it's Noodle's fault.
I've changed the numbers on. Which one are you? No, everything sounds fine. Say hello to everyone, Bulge.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, let's put you a bit louder. John, say hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, God.
I've got a bit of a croaky voice today, I'm afraid.
Well, you what? Haven't mentioned it, or it wasn't all that obvious, but the minute you said it, I thought, God, he has got a croaky fucker. Why is it croaky?
Husky and sexy.
Husky and sexy.
Smelly cat, smelly cat. What are they feeding you?
That Friends.
Smelly, yeah! Smelly, smelly, bad, smelly, smelly. Anyway, you should duet more. Put your phone down, you rude fuck.
It was fucking Rich coming out of you, isn't it?
Ah!
I wouldn't mind if you were saying that when I wasn't bringing up all the stuff that...
You didn't ask me what size that tyre was. I could have told you, but you asked Bold instead of me.
What size is that tyre now?
Big.
Fucking anus.
Fucking
you. That's just because it's the word you hear a lot.
Yep. Normally when my pants are down. Fuck me. Size of his ass, a fat fuck.
Oh, and his thighs.
And his everything, but his penis.
Ball bag.
So what have we got some questions of us?
School days. Any drama, hot teachers, weird teachers, etc. Would you pay more attention, etc.?
Miss Bridgman, German teacher.
Was she actually German?
She wasn't German, she was English, but she was like...
That's the best way around.
Yeah.
Now, are we talking weird teacher or sexy
teacher?
No,
she was fucking hot.
She was a very attractive Fraulein.
Yes.
Fraulein. I'd impress her somewhat.
She,
I'd say Guten Tag, Fraulein.
She'd sort of like dress in tight fitting.
Yeah.
And she had a very nice figure and blatantly wore thongs a lot. And
sorry,
when you're 13, it was like, she's wearing a thong. Fucking hell.
And I jizzed in my pants.
What a lonely island
that,
there.
That was,
love Lonely Island.
That was many an awkward boner at the back of the class, that was.
Well, I think every time I watch Brooklyn Nine-Nines, I think, jizzed in my pants.
Yeah, that was many a... Oh dear, I can't... No, I can't stand up, miss. Because I've got a rod on.
Yeah, and I'm stood at the back of the class and I'd knock you over with the fucker. Break the elastic on me anyway.
Break you down.
We only had one teacher, really, that was like... In air quotations, hot.
Yeah.
She was all right.
What school did you go to? I know it's no good for the little...
Withy, wasn't it?
Yeah, Kingsmead.
Kingsmead. Shithole, isn't it?
No.
Posh?
No. Well, it's just like it was just like a decent free-range school.
So it wasn't Ofcom school? That's what you're getting at then?
No, but...
I reckon it's probably better than Ofcom school.
Yeah.
Ofcom Academy. No,
Ofcom school.
Sorry.
I went to the one over the road. That's where Miss Bridgman was.
Explains a lot. I think he just told me.
That was like a proper Barney Gumble kind of that, wasn't it?
The Gumble
Rally.
Yeah, so we had one and she was called Miss Leach. MS though. Not Miss.
Oh,
Ms.
Widowed or divorced?
No, neither. She was married to the geography teacher, Mr.
Leach.
Parsons.
Hang on a minute.
But I think...
She used to be a man.
No. I think what it was is that they weren't happy with using his surname.
What was he called?
At the school. Mr. Parsons, I think.
And then Leach.
Parsnip. Yeah, but I think they wanted to keep it separate. You know, so there was this, oh, are you married to Mr. Parsons?
Yeah.
Yes, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, today.
But she was Scottish, but
not sounding good so
Edith
far.
Bowman Scottish. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Softly spoken as opposed
soft
to harsh.
Spoken and
Lowlander.
Like, almost quite a
Edith Bowman.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Yeah, that anymore.
Oh, there was another one.
Oh, hello.
Oh, there was another one. John, your story's over.
She was called Miss Church.
Oh.
She had a fantastic pair of tits.
Cracking pair of norks.
She did sounds have like a Charlotte fantastic pair of jubblies. Yeah, she was
mammaries.
Right. Yeah.
North. Mammary glands.
What about you now? Did you see any of your teachers, male or female? Probably male.
Did you fuck any of the male ones? Because that's more likely.
No, they were all too
did you get
old.
Fingered by your PE teacher.
Was he called Jimmy Savile?
Yes.
Mr. Harris.
Yes. Rolf, I think he was. Yeah.
Mr. Schofield.
Wave a ball around and ask us if we can you tell what it is yet or something. I wasn't really listening.
Yeah. So, see a ball slapping on an arse cheek and thinking you can tell what it is yet?
Yes.
This I apologise, gents, but I genuinely have to get this. Carry on.
Okay. So,
we can pause. Do you want us to pause? How long are you going to be? I'll pause it then. Hello. Sorry, everyone. John's a useless twat. We're back.
Soz.
Are you Soz?
Yeah. I had to speak to man about Doug.
Sozzy.
Cocaine?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. My man. When's it coming? Let's pause again. Hello, everyone. I'm back online again. Ah.
Knob end.
What were we talking about?
What the fuck were we talking about?
Hot teachers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I think I was you were asking me if I sucked off with the geography teacher or some shit.
Yeah.
We're talking to geography teachers.
Which you blatantly did.
Yeah. Talking to geography teachers.
He fingered you all around the globe.
It was a girl, but that was actually quite funny, sorry. she was not bad looking, but like there were hotter teachers than her sort of thing.
Yeah. Just not in your school.
Yeah, just anywhere. But there was a story going around. She had she had the reputation of she was ridden by a whole rugby team.
Oh yeah,
that old chest.
There's always something, isn't there?
And I just always think, but the problem was, because school years obviously last, what was it, 5 years? Yeah, you do 5 years in secondary school, didn't you? Mm. But like, there was always an overlap.
Yeah,
but it's not like, oh good, they've gone, that room has stopped.
Yeah,
because they would tell people that were still there. Yeah. And they'd tell people that were still there, and they would tell people that were still, do you know what I mean? So it was just constantly, it was, yeah, well, she got done by a fucking old rugby team. And I was just, even at that age, I thought the whole rugby team, not a single one of them went, actually, I'm gay, or my missus at home, mate, no, I'm not riding some geography teacher from Uffcombe school. Yeah. Goodbye. The whole team had a go.
That even is part of the course in Uffcombe, to be fair.
And even the coach was like, wee. Do you know what I mean? It was just...
Finger.
There was a... I didn't understand the irony at the time, nor did I even realise there was irony, but probably the hottest teacher was Miss Pound. Miss R. And she was just like... She wasn't hot. She was just that attractive woman.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it, really.
Yeah.
Memories. Let me think. I was fat and ginger. Was it a pleasant experience? Nah, it wasn't too bad for me. I was like one of those... I was popular enough to hang around with the popular kids, but also didn't want to hang around with the popular kids. But I was also, not one of the geeky, weird ones either.
I didn't want to hang around with anyone.
That's pretty much the same with me. Like, I was friends with all of the popular kids.
Yeah.
On their own.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
then
yeah,
when they were in the gang,
yeah,
they'd all be like, nah, fucking can't talk to him. The cunt.
I mean, they're right.
He's overweight and he's got spots, so he definitely can't be part of our wet look slick back gel.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the wetter, the better.
Morning. Better than an otter's pocket.
Yeah.
That's what I thought about that fucking...
It's what always used to make me laugh, though, is when it was like PE day.
Yeah.
And you obviously always had one popular kid.
Yeah.
From the popular gang in every class, basically, didn't you?
Yeah.
And ours.
It's almost like they knew, wasn't it?
Like, yeah.
Arranging all these things. Yeah. Like, he's a nerd, we'll put him in there. He's popular, put him in there. We can't have two popular ones together.
No.
Because they're bully everyone. Let's just spread them all out.
Yeah. Yeah. And ours was a bloke called Chaz.
A bloke.
Well, a bi called Chaz.
Chaz?
Chaz. Charlie. Yeah.
Ugh, Chaz.
And his hair...
I hate him already.
His hair was so gelled and slick. It used to make me laugh, because when he was like... When we were playing football or whatever and he's running, his whole head, just the hair, would all bob in one eye. Like, bung, 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 like springing back.
The hand actions there I really liked.
Yeah.
Bung, bung, bung.
So when they start sweating and all the hair gel runs out, that's quite funny.
Mm.
Well, I get that, because obviously I put product in my hair and... Gay. I'm fat, so I sweat a lot. And then,
but it stopped raining, so I'm sweating.
Yeah. Well, I was still sweating in the rain, but luckily the rain hid it.
Yeah.
What my dad used to say to me, bearing in mind when I used to work for my dad doing the gas business, he'd be sat in the office while I lumped around these 30-kilo fucking gas cylinders, loading up a full van with them. So, you'd work up quite a sweat doing it.
Yeah.
And I'd walk into the office... sweating my fucking ass off, and he go, it's all, you know, it doesn't work over audio. He was like looking down at the camera, and he sort of like double take me, and go, fucking hell, is it raining outside? I was like, you know, in July. Well, it could be raining anyway, but like on a hot fucking day, 20, 25 degrees, whatever else. Fucking hell, it just started raining. I'm like, no, Dad, it's called graft. Get the fuck up and come help me if you want to. But yeah, so it comes out, the problem is, it comes out white. It just looks like someone just mildly jizzed on your forehead a bit.
Yeah. As opposed to the occasions when they actually had jizzed on your forehead.
I know, sometimes I'm like, oh, you've got hair gel on your face. I'm like, yes.
Don't lick it.
Hair gel. But yeah, no, it was, yeah. School was all right for me.
Yeah.
I was done, though. When school was done, I was done. I didn't do any further education. I know you did. I know we've discussed that. But like, you know, I was very much done.
Yeah, I did not do school.
No, but school done you very well. Oh, yeah. Done you over. You were the... Oh, we're clicking because my phone's here. you were the boy that got excluded all the time, weren't you?
Yeah.
A little naughty,
terrible. I didn't want to be there. Simple as that.
Yeah, you have a choice over it, I'm afraid, mate.
I don't think I wish that I paid more attention.
I wish I'd taken more of the opportunities that were available to me.
Yeah.
Sounds a very grown-up thing to say, but...
Yeah.
Because not everything's free, but the opportunity to do a lot of stuff, even if you have to pay for it, I mean, you have to pay for it because your parents do.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, education's free up until the age of 19. You can do whatever the fuck you want. Even if you don't do anything with it, it's like, oh, yeah, you could do this. And it's like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that. And then you turn 22 and you discover what you want to do. But then all of a sudden, then you have to pay for the nose, but you have to pay bills because you're 22 and you've moved out, hopefully. Do you know what I mean? And it's just like, why don't I do this when I could?
Yeah, it's
that
crazy,
was always a thing
it?
For me.
It's crazy.
But yeah. And what? Any other questions? What was?
There's loads.
Well, I've got an interesting question. I'd like to squeeze in because I'll forget this question, whereas it will always be available to us. And it's quite a deep subject, so I don't want
not something you're used to.
Only when I'm on the receiving end
of the black mamba
of questions. Is that what you call it? Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's quite a deep
bruised.
Right, can I do this? It's quite a deep subject matter, and I don't want to... I know it's all
squelch.
About... I know this is all about having a laugh and fucking about with your mates.
Well,
and everything else. So, it is something that I think, you know, it's an interesting topic. How do you wipe your ass?
With my hand.
You don't use tissue, then?
No, with Adam's hand.
Is that why you hang around together so much? Yeah. Is that why you followed you into the bog and you stank it out earlier? Because I thought everyone wiped their asses pretty much the same. Turns out...
You need 3 seashells.
That's how Jippo's wiped their ass. Turns out everyone's fucking different, and I found it quite interesting.
In what aspect?
Well, some people, and there might be one of these strange people in the room or possibly listening, some people stand up to wipe their ass.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, no.
No, exactly.
That just smooshes it around your ass cheeks.
Exactly. Now,
especially shit like Niall does.
No, trust me. I'm a one wipe and done, man. When it comes out like water, it's easy.
It cleans your ass on the way out.
Dual like, purpose.
I remember when I first found out, I worked with a guy, and he told me... Yeah, so I stood up to wipe my ass. I said, sorry, what?
You said that the wrong way around, mate. You wiped your ass and stood up.
Yeah, that's what you meant to say. No, honestly, my mind was blown. Yeah. And I mean,
among other things.
Not my tiny penis. But like, I was so much, but why would you stand up?
I don't know.
The whole point of sitting down is they're already, you know, partying. You know? So where you go? What made you think to stand up and do it? So we're all sit downers, are we?
Yeah.
Okay, so what way did you wipe?
Front to back.
You ball to back, are you?
Yeah.
How many times?
Well, I don't know.
Do you ever go back to ball?
No, I don't think so.
Are you a folder or a scruncher?
Folder.
Yeah, I knew you would be.
You get better surface area with folded, don't you?
Yeah, scrunch is very risky. Yeah. And a bit sort of like carefree.
You don't actually know... You don't actually know why you're wiping your ass. If it's tissue or your finger.
Yeah.
If it's scrunched.
Situation.
Are you a checker?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. With how you know it's
so
clean,
that's,
isn't it?
That's why when you said how many times, it's like, well...
How many times does a knee
until
back?
There's just blood on there. And
until you've rubbed
not just blood and shit.
until you're picking toilet paper out your arsehole.
See, it's when you fart and confetti comes out, basically.
Are we at a wedding? I know John's just farted.
Are we at a wedding?
But I'm an up, fold again, down, drop, another bit of paper, up, drop.
It's at least fucking mintic, aren't you?
I've folded a piece of paper so many times and wiping that it's like a postage stamp, the last bit. It's basically dab it with my middle finger.
Dab the blood off.
Oh, stop saying blood in relation to anuses, please. Reminds me of one man, one jar. Bulge and you wipe your ass.
With toilet paper.
Yes, come on.
Usually.
Are you same as John?
Doc Leaf if I'm at a pinch.
No, I was
don't pick up stinging nettles by accident.
If you're touching it with your ass, and that's when you realise there's something wrong with your hand.
Mm.
No,
I did manage to get stinging nettles on my arsehole once.
Now, there's a story I want to
hear. I went for a dock leaf, but it turned out there was a fucking stinging nettle on top of it. I didn't look properly. Yeah, ripped them both off, and then...
Yeah.
Ooh, fuck!
What you just done, then, is the kind of people that stick weird things into their ass, get it stuck in their ass, and have to go to the hospital and go, what was happening was...
Yeah.
I fell over and
off the toilet seat and landed on the toilet brush all the way up to the fuzzy the brush. End.
What happened was I'd just been out shopping and I put the shopping down. Realised I'd forgotten my keys and started to climb up the drain pipe to get in. Slipped off of that onto the bottle of sauce,
which then became aroused.
Had a condom attached, but we didn't get into that.
And was covered in lubrication.
Yeah,
which I thought was strange.
Yeah, you know, but it was the last one.
Then I did buy it from Waitrose, so
it's the last one they had.
You expect you pay extra, you expect you get extras, surely.
That's it.
Yeah, yours sounded very much like, and I accidentally picked up a stinging nettle as well. So you didn't notice when you touched it with your hand?
No.
Convenient. And it was actually until you rubbed it against your anus, but not on purpose, that you realised, believable bones. I believe you, millions wouldn't.
Yeah, all right.
I pooed into my boxes once.
That's called shitting yourself, John. I've done that quite recently,
I was on the way back from cricket practice.
This first problem.
And this is when I would have probably been 14, I would say. Mm-hmm. And I was on my little bicycle.
Yeah, yeah.
Riding my push bike along.
Yeah, yeah. On your little BMW 340i bicycle.
Yeah, yeah. 360 horsepower bicycle. Six cylinder one. And I was riding through the fields between Dulverton and Brushford. And it's just, you don't go on any roads, just fields.
Yeah.
And I was busting for a shite before I left. Oh, but the toilets were not open because we just gone and had a little knock around cricket practice on a Sunday afternoon. There was no one there to open the clubhouse, etc., etc., etc. So it got to the point I was like, it's no good, I gotta go. And so I left and I was riding my bike and I thought, I'm not gonna make it, like genuinely not gonna make it. So anyway, I get into the first field and you can go up to the left and then you sort of go back on yourself. There's like a little alcove in the field. So I thought, that's perfect. I'll go up there.
Found
around the corner.
Shaking.
Yeah. And I thought, well, that's fine because I have my cricket bag with me. I suffer from nosebleeds and I still do constantly. So I always keep toilet roll in there.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Nice. This is all setting up quite nicely here.
So anyway, off I put the bike down, whatever, go to the corner.
Park your beamer,
Crouch down. Have a poo. Thought, thank goodness for that. And
don't
then I looked down and realised.
I'm glad you realised that.
I hadn't pulled everything far enough forward. I might as well have shat myself. So I looked down, there was just a poo in my
bucket. Just precariously take off.
I was like, oh, fuck. So then I had to stand up and I'm like, I'm a 14-year-old boy completely exposing myself in this field.
Jimmy Savile will be along imminently.
Yeah.
Followed by Rolf Harris.
And
Philip Schofield.
I just had to, like, flick this poo out of my boxes.
Oh, God.
And then...
even when I'm shocked.
Threw the boxes in the side of the bush. And put my shorts
commander.
Back on. Put my shorts back on and was riding home, and all I kept thinking is,
someone's going to find them.
No. If someone's walking their dog, with the amount of air I can feel blowing up, there's no way they won't see my testicles while I'm on this bicycle. So every time I was riding towards anyone, I would stand up on my bike and just be pedalling stood up. Hello.
Yeah. Oh, you're legally not allowed to go commando, are you, Bold?
No, apparently not.
You can't have an unholstered weapon.
Yeah, you got a concealed carry permit.
What are you doing, Bulge?
I'm trying to work out how to shut this thing up because it keeps beeping.
But is it in an Apple Watch? Right, put it on the silent mode.
Well, I'm doing that, you fucking scrotum.
Oh shit, I haven't even got my on.
Ow.
Yeah, no, good going. My uncle had a sort of housewarming party and I was very desperate for a shit. He's quite young, similar sort of age. And I was rattling fuck out of this door, toilet door, to get these people to hurry up. And I was quite young, sort of like I said, sort of middle teens, yeah. You know, sort of proper fat and ugly. Not much has changed. And after I'd spent about five minutes, just come on, like that on the door constantly, out walked two very attractive women to me like this. Thanks. Straight, and I had. Fucking just, yeah, I couldn't wait, and I had. So not only was I there looking very awkward, I also stank of shit.
Ginger fat boy smells like shit. That stands up to the stereotype, doesn't it?
Oh, goodness.
It was for a very long time one of my most embarrassing moments. Then, yeah, almost purposely, I just outranked that by many, many more embarrassing moments. But I thought, well, what do I do with this soiled underwear?
Yeah.
To which I just sort of done the best I could to clean it out and then put it, not back on, don't look at me like that, into the sort of toilet bin. And the next day, because we all stayed there, and it's like,
who left the Spider-Man pants caked in shit in the toilet?
And someone basically said, yeah, for fuck's sake. Like, what? Someone's fucking shit themselves and had to pass in the bin. And eating my breakfast like, ugh. Who's done that?
Adults are gross.
Especially ones that wear Spider-Man pants.
I guess you're fucking 14 photos wearing Spider-Man pants.
Oh, so Uncle Kevin, if you're listening, I'm sorry. That was me that shit myself.
Your party was that bin. Good. I shit myself.
I shit my Spider-Man white fronts.
Oh, those two girls were so hot, I shit myself.
I managed to overachieve on the way to school once.
Overachieve?
Yeah.
Done it on the way to school and just thought, nope.
Yeah.
The day.
Basically, I was at Tiverton High School at the time. So
shit, oh.
I know. Walk down the hill and you go over the footbridge and then you go into the school.
Oh, yeah.
The skate park, yeah.
Yeah.
So I got to about where the skate park is now. It wasn't there at the time. It was a field. Let one rip, and right at the end, it sort of went... I was like, oh, fuck. I sort of wandered into school thinking, I've definitely shit my pants here. Definitely.
This is warm, doesn't it?
Smushing around my arsehole. It's like, this is not good. So I got into school, went straight into the bog.
You thought I can stand up to wipe this with zero risk?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's already smushed about.
Smushed.
Dropped me kecks, went, yep, confirmed. Casualty confirmed.
Looked like someone stubbed out a chocolate fucking mini roll, didn't it?
It did look like a mini roll that shot out my arse. I just got mashed into my pants by my ass cheeks. So I went off with them. They got dumped in the corner of the fucking boys' lav. Cleaned myself up as best I could, decided I can't deal with this, and walked home.
Yeah. To be fair, I would have.
So I can't. This is 9:05 in the morning. I'm meant to be in registration. Instead, I'm there scooping Swiss feces. Roll out of my ass. So I was like, nope, I'm out. Fucking walk home.
It's like, if this is how my day is going to start, I can only imagine.
Fuck this.
Ironically, yeah. How shit bed. It's going to get. Yeah.
If this is the start of my day, it's also the fucking end of it.
Yeah. I got back home 10 minutes later, and Mum goes, the fuck are you doing here? I said, I shit myself. She went, you what? I went, I shit myself. She went...
Fair enough.
Oh, for fuck's sake. And that was about it.
I can just hear, like, your mum hears the door goes... Huh? She hears you throw your rucksack onto the floor. Adam, what are you doing home?
Puffing.
And just, for fuck's sake. And just is it up the stairs. Adam, are you doing home? And just, without turning around, just up the stairs, shit myself. Do you mean? Fair.
Straight in the bog. Shower.
Oh dear.
God almighty.
Clean the Swiss roll up.
Brilliant.
This got disgusting fast. I do apologise for this. Shit isn't quite your level of humour. It would appear it is definitely ours.
And the level of the podcast.
Yeah,
the
basically,
yeah.
Ironically.
Yeah. Keeping it low.
This is the shit episode, as are the other 17 Patreon episodes in 55. should we get pissed on the 20th?
On the.
Not the date, the episode.
How many?
This is 18, so 4 weeks.
Maybe.
Well, if not 25th.
Yeah.
That'd be a laugh, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I'm cool with that.
Your uncle what? Held a massive house party and shit yourself.
Yeah.
Or was that just me?
Well, funnily enough, Shuffle's next question is, did you ever get into shit with mates? We just have.
All of you lot.
Oh, God. Yeah, we got right into shit then with each other.
Yeah. His question was, did you ever get into shit with mates when you were kids?
Is it get in trouble or fall out with your mates? Yeah.
That no one knows about even to this day.
Well, plenty of those. I won't turn that on here. No, I haven't really. I don't really think so.
Well, you were a good boy until you left school, weren't you?
Nine-ish. Going back to the whole school thing, like basically, class clown was used a lot on my school reports.
Talks too fucking much in big bold letters. Probably written too much, quite a lot as well.
Yeah, it's easy for you to say.
Yeah.
I would be class clown. Most definitely because I've applied myself more. If I had, probably would have done very well, but I found a little bit boring. Done well sort of results-wise. But yeah, I was in detention, but you'll find this so hard to believe. I was in detention for being late a lot.
No.
Yeah, genuinely. That was it. I was never really in trouble, the odd sort of time. I remember once I walked into reception, whatever you call it, and the teacher said, why are you late? I said, because I'm not on time, which I thought was fucking hilarious at the age of like 15. Because why are you late? Because I'm not on time. That's you know what I mean. That's the literal answer to the question. To which he told me to get out. So it was quite annoying. I thought, well, I've turned up.
All right, bye.
And then he told me to get. But yeah, that would have been your signal to get out of the whole school area because I'm going to go home now.
I got kicked out.
Morning, Adam. Pronounced Adam. I'm going home.
I got kicked out of a class. Walking into the class
for
no reason. Literally, while we were going
in. Was it, though?
No, literally no reason, other than our teacher, Madeline.
McCann.
You can't say Madeline now, that thing about her, can you?
She just said no, not today.
What, to you?
Yeah.
Just you?
Just me.
Where are you doing? You must be doing something.
Well, I think the problem
was... Walked in like this?
The day before...
Ah, here we go.
The day before in our class... But this is why I... And I ended up having an argument about it because we were all fucking about, and so was Madeline, you know. So we were all having a laugh and a joke, and it just turned into this whole laughy thing. And yes, all right, I'm the same as you. I'm the class clown, and I like making people laugh.
Yeah,
and I enjoy it. And
you'd think you'd guess that from the pair of us from doing this, but we didn't need to do that very often.
No, but yeah, so. We'd all been fucking around, including Madeline as well. Because this was while I was at college. This wasn't like,
oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you sort of kept using her first name.
Yeah, no.
Because that happens when you go to college, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're all on a level playing field here.
Yeah.
Not really, but okay.
So, yeah, while we were at college, and I walked in, and she just said, no, not today. And I laughed and carried on going. She was like, no, I don't want you in here today. And I was like... Sorry, why?
Must have been the old time of the month.
Yeah, I was like, sorry, why?
Yeah.
She said, problem, well, I can't be dealing with you fucking about in here all day today, so I don't want you in here.
Had you instigated the previous day's fuck around?
No.
Was she at the M&M stage?
Were you highly involved in the fuck around yesterday? Yes. Yeah.
Admittedly, I probably looked at the time and thought, there's only 10 minutes left here. Let's continue the fuck around. So, yes, I did that.
So, I reckon now, being an adult... Now, this is quite an annoying thing when people do this. When one day, just because they're in a good mood, it's all right to fuck around.
Yeah.
And then the next day, because they're not, it's, oh, we're not going to fuck around then, because you're in a fucking mood then.
Yeah.
Marriage is what I also think they call that. But it's like... Yeah. You know what I mean?
But, like, I'd have understood...
So clearly having a shit day.
If I'd have gone in... And then tried to just carry on where we'd left off the day before, fucking around. But I hadn't.
Do you suppose she was at the M&M stage? Between menstruation and menopause.
Oh, I thought you meant like knees weak, arms are heavy.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
There's vomit on my sweater
between
already.
Menstruation and menopause.
Mom, yeah.
Sounds like she was just a bit.
Yeah.
Grr.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. She, but woman. Yeah, I ended up having a full blown argument with her.
Oh, I did.
Really? Oh, yeah, yeah, proper.
How very bulge of you.
Well, we're on a level playing field, remember?
Oh, of course. Yeah, you are, so. Yeah, I forgot about that. You can shout at them if you want.
Yeah, basically, yeah. And then Ross came down.
Is that a friend or a teacher?
He was the head lecturer of our thing. Yeah, who was also, funnily enough, Madeline's partner.
Oh,
and Madeline was only like mid to late 20s.
And menstruation as opposed to menopause, then.
Yeah, and Ross was into his 50s.
Dirty old bastard.
Yeah. My man. I mean, dirty old bastard.
Ross used to teach Madeline, so it was fairly obvious he was fucking bending her over in one of the
proper cars. Philip Schofield, very topical.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, now.
I shall mentor you.
Mentor you onto my penis.
Put I shall mentor your mouth. You, just get rid of the M.
Entor you. Brilliant.
Oh, that's a slow burn.
I was going to say, that took a while.
Yeah, right? That was a slow burn.
See, rah, rah, rah. I had a good one at school.
Oh, what was he called?
You beat me to it.
Did it hurt your throat afterwards?
No.
Jaw?
No.
You didn't hurt bum. Him.
You got it in your eye. Stings, apparently.
Famously, I can't do maths. Just can't do maths. I was in the bottom set for maths.
Yeah, we found that out not long ago, didn't we?
Yeah, no, I just can't do maths.
Because you thought that 10 times 99p was £9.99.
Anyway, so famously not good at maths.
Yeah, because last time you thought that 10 times 99p was £9.99.
You're right in the fucking face. Oh, you've
got to find the cocaine snooter.
Oh, I wish
I the thing was, right, and I mean this now, okay, I've just been whacked in the face with an empty bottle of Pepsi Max. If anyone, and I mean anyone I've ever come across in my 32 years of living, picked up an empty, an object and brought it back to throw it, I'd know safely they weren't actually going to throw it. When he went for that bottle, I thought, fuck.
Incoming.
Because of all the people, he's the only person that I know would throw it.
Yeah, so...
Sorry.
So
you sucked off a man at school.
Yeah, because I couldn't do maths.
Oh, yeah, because the last time we were here...
There's another bottle here, can't he?
I was going to say, he's got a full one as well.
I didn't see that. I wouldn't have said anything if I hadn't known.
So, yeah, bottom set, couldn't do it, fucked around a lot. Teacher obviously didn't like me much because I wouldn't do anything.
Because
I couldn't fucking do it.
And you'd go home at the mildest inconvenience.
The short and curlies of it is I couldn't fucking do it. So that was that.
And let's be honest, even in adult life, if someone's trying to make you do something you
can't
do...
Yeah, you just go, look, I can't do it, fuck off.
It's not enjoyable, is it?
No.
You know, if you want to just, like, I don't know, spend a nice evening with friends and not have an empty bottle in the face and just someone grabs it, it's just really fucking annoying.
So, he'd set homework tasks and I wouldn't do them because, one, I couldn't, and two, I didn't want to. Simple as that.
Fair.
He'd go, right, well, you're going to get detention unless you do it this time. I said, you might as well give me a detention now, mate, because I ain't going to fucking do it.
Handled well.
And goes, okay, you can have a lunchtime detention. I said, good luck with that. Anyway, he sat around waiting for me at lunchtime. Didn't turn up. He goes,
I'm starting to think this is where your problem with authority might
next lesson comes along.
Coming in.
Right, you're having two lunchtime detentions. I went, good luck with that. Didn't turn up for that one either. Or the one after that. And this escalated until he went, right, well, I'm going to escalate the situation now. You're having an after-school detention. And I laughed at him. I said, yeah, you don't get this, do you? You don't understand how this works. I'm not doing it. Kiss my ass. Anyway, four or five after-school detentions later that I didn't attend, I got on the bus, having ignored him and not gone to my after-school detention, and he held the bus.
Oh.
Wouldn't let it go until I got off. So I got off the bus, because obviously everyone was about to fucking kick right off.
I was about to say, yeah.
And he goes,
rebelling
right
to a teacher, and then there's losing all your mates.
Yeah. Then he goes, right, well, you're going to attend detention now, aren't you? He said, you've only got five, six more to go. I went, good luck with that. Walked off, waiting for the next bus. It was 20 minutes later. Got on that and fucked off home.
Didn't even run. Just walked. Fuck you.
Just went. Yeah, kissed my ass. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Just.
So was this before or after you?
This was after.
Okay, and then he kissed your ass, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reach around.
Yeah. Dutch rudder. So.
What's a Dutch rudder again?
It's where.
That's when they.
Your hand is on it, but they shake your hand. Yeah.
They wobble your hand. Oh God!
But that sort of sums up my school experience. Really, is don't want to be here, not interested.
Sums up a lot of your adult life as well.
I have got one story that I will tell very quickly.
Sorry, just to say, we've been laughing so raucously, I have to keep turning us down.
Okay. About getting into shit that no one knows about per se.
No, we've done that.
So
it's hilarious.
Me and a couple of friends, we ended up having to effectively rough sleep in the forest.
Right.
Bumming. Brokeback Mountain.
No.
Wilcombe. Wibberliscombe.
So what...
Brokeback Wibberliscombe.
What had happened was...
Brokeback Woods.
We were at Elworthy Forest, and
that's the old Glastonbury, isn't it?
No.
Okay.
It's like not that far away from
Withy.
That sort of area. Anyway, they'd had a rally stage there two weeks previously, and you can go there and walk, and it's Forestry Commission. You can just park your car up and walk.
Yeah.
However, there's lots of different car parks. And anyway, we got out, we parked up, and we were just fucking around in the forest, was the long and short of it. And anyway, we were walking around, and there was... I look back at it now, and I think it was such a fucking stupid thing to do.
Sorry, no, this is my account.
There was a portaloo there. And
God.
My friend
I'm nervous.
My friend Richard was like, cool, that's fucking perfect time and need to have a shit. So off he goes to the portaloo.
You didn't...
Oh, no.
No.
Don't tell me you tipped out.
No.
Oh, good.
Worse.
Worse?
Yeah.
What's worse than that? He set fire to it while he was in there.
Oh, no, you horrible bunch of cunts.
Yeah. Oh. So...
I bet that smelled horrible for a start. Did you set it on fire or the bit in front of the door?
Well, I set small fire in front of the door.
Hilarious, that is.
Funny.
Yeah, because you can't piss it out because they've just done that.
Quite comical. I didn't, however, realise that my friend Max had a whole bottle of liquid lighter fuel because had a Zippo.
Right.
And in his backpack was the lighter fuel. And he thought it would be very funny to spray it up the door with this small fire.
Was it turned into a very large fire? It
caught fire quite quickly.
Yes. As plastic tends to.
And nice smell and it's burning.
It caught fire in quite a big way. And obviously I was...
You know, you said you haven't told anyone the story. Is that because you've just killed this guy?
No.
And this is how he ended up in a plastic coffin.
Richard ran out of it pretty sharpish once Max had sprayed the thing. Because obviously... He could hear that we were outside giggling away. Yeah.
And he could hear sort of plastic melt and rapidly.
All of a sudden, obviously, the door went from blue to a very bright blue where the door was on fire. So he pushed his way out very quickly. And I was stamping on the fire in front of the portaloo to try and put it out. Yeah. But because it was plastic... And for some reason, it caught very, very quickly.
Well, probably the lighter fluid, I'd imagine.
No, but you could have a piece of plastic, spray it with lighter fluid and light it.
Yeah.
And then blow it out.
Right.
And it would be fine, wouldn't it? It's just the lighter fluid that's burnt. It's not actually the plastic that's caught fire.
Yeah, no, yeah.
But the plastic caught fire.
Oh,
pretty,
I see.
Pretty sharpish. So anyway, I was fucking panicking a bit because obviously we're in the woods.
Yeah.
The forest. So the first thing I did was rip the door right off of it.
Yeah.
To try and put the door out.
Yeah.
So I swung on the door and managed to break off the hinges. Did my utmost to put the fire out.
Yeah.
And with that, we could hear some people who had obviously seen some smoke. So we ran, thinking we're going to get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
With probably...
The police.
Yeah.
Parents.
Police would have been bad with what else was in Max's bag.
a dead hooker.
No.
And a live hooker.
Yeah. So anyway, we just fucking legged it. We just legged it as quick as we could, and then fucking blow me 10 minutes later, we're like, we ran to the other side of the valley, yeah. And we knew that we wouldn't be seen where we were, and well, fucking blow me, fire brigade and everything come out.
Fuck.
Put this fire out, and then the Rangers were travelling round looking, and we were like, fuck. And we couldn't get back to the car, because we'd been walking for about an hour.
Fuck.
So we were a long way from the car.
Well, you couldn't get back because it was too far, or because you'd have to... The only way you could go was by walking past the crime scene.
By walking straight past it.
Oh, fuck.
And on, ironically named, the fire roads. So we sort of Bear Grylls'd it down through the gorse and all that to the other side. And there was fucking Rangers in the car parks. There was Rangers in the car park, so we couldn't go anywhere because it would have been so fucking obvious.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
three young scallywags.
Genuinely, a lot of people leave their cars there for long periods of time because it's free parking and yeah. all that stuff. So, you know, people would park there and get picked up by a friend and leave the car there for a week at a time or yeah. whatever. So we just literally had to spend the whole night waiting for the Rangers to fuck off.
Fucking hell.
But like I said, I look back at it now and I'm like, that was fucking stupid. In a forest, in the middle of summer.
Forest fires a thing? Yes, they are, yeah.
Pretty but soon. Anyway, we what need I to would, knock this on the head.
What I would, yeah, because I also forgot, that's what I nearly told you halfway through, but I don't want to interrupt, was there's actually 5 minutes on this
before
you went and took a phone call, really. what I would have done in that situation, and it seems very easy for me to say this, is I just would have sent whoever the driver was back to the car empty-handed. Excuse me, son. Hello. Have you set fire to a porta potty?
No, mate.
Nope. No, I've just been for a walk over there. Who are you with?
Myself.
I'm on my own.
Yeah.
Why would I set fire to a Portaloo on my own? I'm not against Portaloos, officer.
Yeah.
I'm not an officer, I'm a ranger. Sounds cool, isn't. Bye.
Fuck off, then.
Yeah. Pick your mates up, done. But it does sound easy. Especially when, like, it's easy for me to say that with no risk of actually getting caught.
Yeah.
But when, yeah, okay, no, I get you. Fair. Anyway, yeah. Bye. Say bye.
Bye.
Bye, say bye.
Bye.